Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Welcome to another Cheryl Akison podcast, live on the road. I'm again with my producer, Daniel Steinberger, and my photographer extraordinaire, Brian Barr. We are along the southwest border between, well, actually in Arizona, looking at Mexico. And we're doing some border stories that we're shooting for Full Measure, season 5, coming up this fall. And I thought it would be interesting to hear from the guys and talk about what we've seen since we've been here. One of my purposes was to try to figure out, without an agenda going in, what has changed in the last few years that I've been making border visits and shooting border stories. Is it getting tighter, looser? What's happening? Is there a wall? Is there not a wall? So let me hand it to Daniel first and see what he thinks. This is his first time in this region.
Thanks, Cheryl. And I guess we're repeat guests, Brian. Exciting. It's first time down in this area, and a couple of impressions. It's vast in terms of how much open territory there is. I was a little surprised at some parts of the border, which are wider open than one would think. I mean, there are parts where you can literally just walk across. I thought that was interesting. Obviously, their law enforcement have ways to still get people if they do, but there are large parts of the area that we saw firsthand that are without any real border or very, very, very basic border. So that was surprising as well.
And I think that was surprising to me, too, that there are such large areas of the border that have little to nothing in terms of a barrier. And the thought was, some years ago, which made sense, that where there's really rugged terrain and mountains, the fence or the wall, if you want to call it, stops because they figure, hey, it's too hard to get across here. There's really no need to put up a physical barrier. Well, what's happened is the drug cartels have a lot of will, and it's forced all the traffic to those areas. They specifically go into these amazingly rugged terrains. They must be able to mountain climb like goats to be able to get into some of these places. And I imagine them dragging along children and some of the things they do. I don't know how they would get through some of these areas that we saw touring a lot of them by helicopter as well. But it's pretty striking to see how whatever they try to do to keep the border secure, it kind of just forces the traffic somewhere else because the drug cartels figure out a way to get around it. Let me hand it over to Brian. We were for hours last night in the dark, driving around on dirt roads along the Mexican border. What were you thinking?
I don't think, the camera will never, ever capture how incredibly vast and, in my opinion, pretty this place is, this part of the world is. We were driving around last night, and Daniel said to me, does the camera really capture the vastness of what we're looking at? And, you know, nowhere on the East Coast where I live and where we live can you be on a road and see 35, 40 miles away. And it's clear, and you can see mountains off in the distance. You know, back east, you know, if you can see a mile or a couple of miles, unless you're standing on top of a big building, you know, it's a rare sight. And it's hard to really kind of capture in the cameras that we use how big and how expansive this place is, and especially along the border. I mean, you can stand in one place on the border and look along the border for 35 miles in each direction, 40 miles in each direction, and just see this little scar in the earth where they've cleared out the brush, where the fence or bollards are. And you can see forever. You literally have to pick your head up from the camera and just kind of drink it in for a little while. Yet again, I get to see another really beautiful, cool place in this country because of my association with with Cheryl. So,
Well, one of the law enforcement guys we were with last night said, you can see so far that you watch your dog run away for 2 weeks. It's heartbreaking. I will tell you something that surprised me. We like to come on these trips, as I always say, without knowing in advance everything we're going to find. We just want to hear from the people on the ground. We're not trying to necessarily prove a point. So it was interesting to see that since I was here some years ago, I've come every year to some place on the border, but the border has really changed. There is more wall or fencing. It's taller. We'll show you some of this in the stories that we put on this fall on Full Measure. But they've expanded the height. They've replaced some of the wall and or fencing with something that's more reinforced. They have added Constantino wire, that razor wire, sort of a barbed wire, which was one of the things that surprised me when I, maybe on my first border visit, and Border Patrol was talking about how easy it is for people to hop over the fence, and I remember saying, why isn't there barbed wire on the top? And he said, well, we're told that might hurt people. And it just described to me pretty explicitly how we really weren't trying to stop people, maybe trying to slow them down by putting up the fence, but coming back this time, there are rows and rows of new Constantino wire along many parts of this Arizona border that were not there two years ago. So, last remarks from Daniel on the ranch land that we went to, because we wanted to also see what the ranchers think, what's changed in the past couple years, if anything, about border security, and that has changed for the better for some. I'll give you a hint on another story that we're doing. What were you thinking?
Yeah, the ranchers, they live quite a life out here. Lots of cattle, and they seem to enjoy the life. And we're going to have some great stories on Full Measure this fall.
And then to Brian, as we close this short podcast, you know, we've talked to a lot of people and met with law enforcement. You know, we're only halfway through our trip, actually. But what sorts of thoughts do you have about the border wall and so on?
Well, you know, every time we come down here, this is the second time for me to this region of the world, you listen to what Border Patrol and, well, definitely law enforcement say, and that, you know, a wall, singular wall, is not necessarily the answer, and they recognize that. And I think that, you know, how to secure the southern border always gets boiled down in some weird way to, you know, build a wall. But I think the folks down here trying to figure out how to stop the drugs and the illegal immigration, or at least, you know, looking at criminal aliens coming across to do harm, recognize that there is a whole host of things that will help, maybe not fix, but help their fight to, you know, to kind of control what does come across the border down here. So, and I think that's something that we're gonna talk in depth about coming up. And here's the million-dollar tease in this season, season 5 of Full Measure.
Yeah, you know, with the wall, I always think this is interesting that I hear people say, the wall's not the only answer, but I've never heard anybody argue that it is, including Donald Trump. I mean, he said from the beginning, I wrote an article about this since 2015, that a wall isn't the only answer, and a wall is not needed along the entire border. There will be other barriers and technology that can be used. So there's pretty general agreement here, I would say, among the people we spoke to who live here, the ranchers and the law enforcement, think that the border or a wall or better fencing is good and helpful, not the only answer. And we'll take you to one community, in fact, that without really expanding the wall much, has found an entirely different tactic, really proactive, that's not very expensive, where they've changed the whole fate of their county in terms of all the drugs that were coming in from Mexico. So, let's say goodbye from on the road, y'all. Till next time.
Au revoir.
Bye.
Bye.
Adios.